Blog Talk Radio.
Even when I'm wrong, he's right at my door.
If you know the words, sing along, you don't catch on.
My friend.
Is a mess, but today I confess I'm blessed. Complex me, no matter the rest, the stress, it's no guess. He was humble, became the ultimate less. Saved me from bondage, depressed, oppressed. Who can digest all these lies? Who hands on my thighs all these lies? Who hears my cries all these lies? No more criticize. I'm the prize, telling me lies. Complex me. On me his eyes, like the sparrow, he heard my cries, wanted to save me. so we die. Complex me exposed all the lies, endured to the end, gave me the power to win. Jesus cried, his emotions he didn't hide. Prayed drops of blood, so when came the flood, I found there's no greater love. Hovers me like a dove, fits me in this image like a glove. Complex me. Now when I look in the mirror, the only one I see.
The title of that poem was Complex Me. What is so powerful about that poem is she's discussing the complexities of herself. Sometimes it's hard to be transparent as a poet, especially if you have experienced trauma in your life. She has a phenomenal testimony about her life, and she'll be on the show eventually. Definitely. So we're going to bring April on in. Hey, April.
Hi, how you doing out there?
Fine, and you?
I am holding on. I'm holding on. Ooh, yeah. One of those days, girl. 2 days in a row.
I see. Yeah, it's in D.C. we have a lot of snow, which is fine with me because I'm currently seeking employment, so it just gives me more time to focus on resumes and just doing the right thing. It's like, you know, OCD is a good thing. The more organized you are, the better off you are. I firmly believe that an uncluttered house is the key to an uncluttered mind.
Oh, wow. Well, I haven't even made it into the office from this morning, but I am here. I'm here. I'm going to be muting myself off and on because I haven't even made it in the house. But I have a call in for my support. We got anybody out there?
Not yet. With all the snow and everything in different regions of the United States, especially on the East Coast, I know a lot of people just basically had cabin fever. So for those who can get out, they basically are getting out. If it's no more to just go to McDonald's or walk around the corner or what have
you. Right. I definitely experienced cabin fever, the flu. Now I have an ear infection going on. I just picked up antibiotics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was coming down the street from dropping, took my son to basketball practice, went through the pharmacy, and this guy jumped in front of my car and he didn't have any clothes on. He was just waving his hands. And he was like, stop, pull over. I was like, oh, my God, okay.
Wow.
So I got that part. Came back down the same street, and the police had him surrounded. And he was just acting out. I was like, drugs in America right now is ridiculous. You know, it petrified my daughter. But, you know, being from where I'm from, you know, that you just, you know, kind of go around it. Like I did, I went around him, but it's real dangerous out here, and people don't understand the compact of what drugs is doing to these people. And when you start experimenting and putting all kind of stuff in stuff, and it just makes them extra crazy. And he's naked, running down the street, waving cars down.
Wow.
Amazing. In front of the police station. Crazy. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Some people are definitely bold, but that could have been his cry. You know, sometimes we look at, it could have been his cry that he need help. So
yeah, he may need help, but I couldn't help him with my daughter in the car, and that's what I am. I am a substance abuse counselor, but I couldn't counsel him with my daughter in the car, and he has no clothes on. I couldn't stop at
that
very moment.
That was a bit much.
Yeah, he was a bit much out there screaming and yelling, you know. He was a bit much.
Yeah, we can imagine what he was, whatever he was going through.
Yeah, but I just, you know, keep him listed in prayer and, you know, get out of his way. Let him do whatever it is he was aiming to do, and the police got there and, you know, took care of it, thank God. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he's in the wrong neck of the woods to be pulling those stunts.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine, like, well, that was not, no. Well, as long as she's okay, she understands that, you know, interesting dynamic, then, you know, all is well.
Yeah. We have any listeners out there?
Not yet. I'm looking at the board.
Okay. Well, the weather got really warm today.
I advertised it, but I didn't invite anyone.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe they are used to us not being here or something. I don't know. Wow. This is amazing that I can't even chew. That's how bad my ear is falling. The tubing from my ear to your ear, nose, and throat is connected. So the tube from my ear to my throat is so swollen that I can't even chew. I can't chew. So imagine me all day just drinking coffee all day long. I think I'm on the caffeine wire right now. When I fall off, I'll pass out. Oh, okay. We got rain. I hear ringing.
Yes. My mom, we got the days mixed up. She forgot that I was on the radio. She knew it's Sunday. I was like, okay. She should have answered the phone when I told her to let her know that I was on the radio. Who does she think she is?
You said your mother?
Yeah. Who does she think she is?
Oh, you leave her alone. Leave her alone. She has the right to do whatever she likes.
Yeah, just because she gave birth to me. Really? No.
You was a mess.
I told her she revoked them rights when she turned 65.
Check you out.
I had her laughing all day. She doesn't pay me any attention.
Oh, wow.
She has me looking for biscuits. I'm like, you know what? You better call your dead husband and ask him for some biscuits, because I know. She's like, no, that's not what I want. I don't want to drop biscuits. Well, honey, I'm not doing what my grandmother did with the biscuits. I'm sorry. You can do it all you want to. I'm not rolling no dough in the tin. I'm not doing it.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
That ain't my thing.
Oh, wow. Here you go, cutting up.
You know how people fly with their chicken? When they fry chicken, I don't fry much chicken because the texture of dough on my fingers feels really peculiar. So, no. Mm-mm. When I was younger, it was fun. It was fun because I was bonding with my grandmother. But Granny is no longer here. She's chilling up in heaven. I'm not rolling no dough. Only dough I want to roll is green. Got to be green. And it feel like paper.
Oh, wow.
That's funny dog what a roman. She knows it.
It's a mess.
I told people to call me, but I didn't invite too many people this evening because I know that a feature invited people last time, and he should be in here between 9:45 and 10 o'clock. Our feature for this evening is E. Carter. And he's a phenomenal spoken word artist. We look forward to him coming through, sharing with us why he does what he does and how he does what he does and all that good stuff.
Yeah. He is an awesome man of God, and he's an awesome performer on that stage. When he get on that stage, I want you to know, start yelling. I love this life. He just start yelling. I love this life. It's amazing. It's amazing. And he just always, it's beautiful. I love what these people do. Love, you know, they love what they do. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, on the prayer line in the morning, We're doing 30 days of taming your tongue, and I was inspired to do this piece, which is actually on my wall of Facebook. It is called. I'm gonna read it. Them tongues. Don't protect yourself with the venom of your own manipulation. Then cry victim. Just watch carefully and be mindful of the rhythm of your own tongue. Grandpa told my mother that some speak with forked tongue. The tongue is where the heart and mind meet. And often there is a disconnection. As one thinks, so is he or she. So this is how the philosophy of think before you speak originates. The reality is you must discern the atmosphere before you speak so you don't offend the listening party. Say ouch, because through careful examination, you too, beloved, have offended someone. Know that silence can be golden when emotions ride high. An untamed tongue is dangerous, I know. That's why I'm working on me and challenge you to do the same. I just came to tell you about them tongues because I stand guilty.
All right. I love that piece. Oh, wow.
I have a
hard time getting on Facebook now. I mean, I get up there, but I have to jump right back off until I can get on my desktop and go in and cut my notifications off so people can stop telling when I'm online. Because it seems like as soon as I get on, my phone starts ringing back to back. And today was not a good day for me to talk with my ear like this. So, I try to jump in and jump off, you know, just go in and jump, hurry up and get out of the way.
That's inspired by the book 30 Days of Taming Your Tongue by Deborah Pakes. And it's an awesome book because what it does is it shows you how to examine yourself. You may, it's easy when people say, oh, if you're loquacious like I am, and I'm not in denial, and I have other tongues I battle with, when you're loquacious and equally as outspoken, people automatically be like, oh, yeah, you need that book. But what I loved about it is you started off with the lying tongue. Then she went to the flattering tongue. Then I think it's gossiping and hasty tongue. I may be flip-flopping it. And then she goes on. And what I found was so interesting that she didn't get to the loquacious tongue to day 28.
Wow. You want to go into more
details? So with that book, she just basically, you know, teach you how to tame your tongue. Like, you may not be aware that you are being offensive. And she also has the know-it-all tongue, the boastful tongue. We normally do a series once or twice a year with Pastor Andre Candy Harris, awesome pastor. She is as real as we get. Her testimony is awesome. Not only is she just a pastor, she's also an author, a playwright, and a songwriter. So she offers a lot. You know, her testimony is, yes, she has, she's been a lot. You know, and her thing is, I spied it because I got it. And then then we walk through some things. So it's like she's very transparent because her thing is, we all battle with some stuff, but let's get it right. Let's get it right, because this walk with Christ ain't no cakewalk. And sometimes we don't always say and do things accordingly in how we treat each other. So when you look at your tongue, we know that a tongue is like that's the hardest thing to tame. And it's an interesting book, because automatically when you love places, somebody like, oh, yes, honey, that's a good book for you. You have to humble yourself, because you don't want that hasty tongue to come out with the prideful tongue and the boastful tongue to come out and bless somebody the wrong way because they're talking about your loquacious tongue. Because automatically, when they speak the loquacious tongue, what happens is people think people are loquacious, not to be trusted. But I love how the author builds on, boom, God's offer for a lie. Part of, you know, a half-truth is a lie. You can't sugarcoat it. You left something out, and you left something out. And it teaches you how to examine yourself. So it's so easy to say, well, honey, I wouldn't have did such and such if such and such ain't do such and such for me. And that's like, no, you have to look at your own self. And once you look at your own, then you're not so quick to justify your wrongdoing. And the day before yesterday, we were dealing with we did lion's tongue. We came back. We was dealing with the manipulative tongue. That particular tongue is very interesting. Very interesting. That's where that the beginning of that point starts off. You know, like you see a whole lot, and what it challenges you to say, you know what? Let me look at myself, because maybe I was manipulative, maybe I did lie, because a half truth is a lie. And why did you lie? You basically lied to save yourself. You ain't lied to save nobody else, or you couldn't face your own truth. Then it talks about the betraying tongue. So sometimes you have to examine yourself, and that's what I love about this series, because you're like, okay, you know, maybe you have betrayed somebody, and you already know you betrayed them. Because your upbringing, my thing is this. If you ain't telling God your secret and you telling a human your secret, it ain't a secret. And because I think like that, and that may probably be an arrogant statement, you know, working on the arrogant tongue, that may be an arrogant statement, but the reality is that once it leaves your mouth, it's no longer a secret. And things you have told somebody in confidence may not be confidential. So a lot of people subconsciously have reached some confident, you know, some confidentiality contracts. A lot of people have reached them. Like with men, that's why men say women talk too much, because they tell us stuff, they assume they tell us stuff in confidence, but then they hear it around the block, and they like, look, I know I can only tell one person.
Oh, wow.
And the one person I told is this person. And then they get to the point, oh, that girl run her mouth too much. Or that dude run his mouth too much, because you thought you was telling that person your secret, when the reality is the only secret you have is with God.
You better say that.
It's not to excuse people who have told secrets, because we all have been guilty if we really look at it. We all have been guilty, and then that's when you deal with the trust issues. But the point is that you trust man more than you trust God, so now you feel betrayed. So you walking around with this hurt. But why do you really feel betrayed? And then that's when you think about, oh, maybe I did betray somebody, because they thought this was a secret and they didn't expect for it to get back to them, because they thought that maybe I told them that. And sometimes that betraying tongue often pops up when you feel like you done wrong. And the betraying tongue is often misconstrued with the retaliating tongue.
Oh, wow.
So you have the retaliating tongue, you have the self-deprecating tongue, and that's basically you self-sabotage yourself. Basically, I have a habit of watering down myself. You know this. I have a habit of watering down myself because I know what I'm told to do in the earth, but sometimes I simply, to be honest with you, dealing with humans, I sometimes fear my own gifts because of the negative energy that I have allowed myself to take. I'm not going to put no blame on nobody. My responsibility is I listen to a lot of negative energy, which in turn caused me to nurture that tongue. So you got to know how do you nurture these tongues. See, that's the whole thing. And once you know how you nurture your tongue, then it's easy to say stuff. Just like people be like, you need to think before you speak.
Oh, wow.
What makes you think I wasn't thinking before I spoke?
Okay.
In other words, they need to take it a step further and say, be mindful of the listener on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic thing is, be mindful of the listener on the other end because everybody, quote unquote, doesn't have thick skin. A lot of people deal with a lot of hidden insecurities. Yes, they may appear to be one way when actually they can be dealing with a lot of hidden pain that they never addressed. So if you're a bold person and you seem like you're ragging, there's a lot of things that I know how to do, but I found myself watering myself down because my tongue appeared to be, and I had to work on, appeared to be boastful, prideful, or arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to say, well, when did that tongue rise up? And it rose up because I allowed a self-deprecating tongue to sometimes guide me. And it looks like I'm being humble, but for real, I'm not. I'm just watering myself down because I know for real, the company that I am, that I'm in, and I'm not going to say beneath my dignity, but I know that those people don't operate the way I operate, but I accept them for where they are in life. So sometimes I just water myself down or appear to be that way, but by the same token, a lot of people have took it like, oh, she arrogant. She's prideful. She's this. She's that. And I'm like, yo, why do you feel this way? And they could give me examples, but those examples weren't penetrating because I'm like, I still don't get what you're saying. But then I looked at it. A lot of people, when you're smart, like I may say something like, well, you're the cute one and I'm the smart one, so sit yourself down somewhere.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not thinking that that person, like, oh, my gosh, did I just say this? Because they walking around telling me, well, I'm cute, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not tripping off of fashion like that. Please sit down somewhere. Stay in your lane. What makes you think I don't know about fashion the way you know about fashion? So that tongue will pop out, and it will sound like it's arrogant. But that's not what I meant. I'm just saying, appreciate me for what I do, and I appreciate you for what I do, but don't go there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it will pop off a certain way.
Mm-hmm. I found this with a lot of small people. You're so small, but you're powerful, and people are surprised. Mm-hmm. You're so tiny when you're just looking at you from the outside, but when you open your mouth, they're like, wow, that came out of her. It's shocking, you know, because you're not like hungry looking, but you're not a big person. You're not, you know, you know that you eat, but you're not a big person. So when you come, when your mouth open, you sound like a 6 foot tall woman. I'm like, whoa. Bessie don't let you get upset. It's really on then. But people will get it. They'll get it. They will soon get it. It's okay.
I was like, that book was so, it's an awesome book because it teaches you how to look at you. Because it's so easy to sit there and say, girl, I do this because you know what I've been through.
Mm.
And for real,
We just got a
some people don't care.
We just got an inbox from Tonja McLaurin that she will be featured on Who Got Next next week.
Okay.
Incredible, okay? Because this woman of God here brought the crowd to tears on many of occasions with just her talking. Going straight into one of her pieces because she ministered through them pieces, and it's amazing the gift that she has. I mean, I just got chill bumps just thinking about it. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just so powerful. And the thing is that when God gave you the platform to speak,
it's going to be a crowd in here next Tuesday.
Yeah, we got to do it.
And you could put it in the event room this way, or create the event to read 9:30. But I'm gonna go ahead and fix the picture up. If you know how to put the picture in the back,
yeah, I can do that. I'll figure it out.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna do what
I normally do when I don't know what I'm doing. I call on Jesus.
Uh-oh.
literally, I lie. Me and my aunt had this conversation one day. She said, "Can you call on Jesus?" And you keep calling on them, everything is good. So, you know, that's my aunt is one of my very first spiritual leaders. Yes, I was going to church with my grandmother, but it was something about how my aunt would just pray and how she would just do things. I'm like, okay.
Amen.
So I look at my aunt as being one of my very first spiritual leaders, in addition to my mom. My spiritual upbringing was very peculiar. I got a lot of spiritual training outside of the constraints of the church. My home church, so I was with my grandmother. Yeah, so my spiritual upbringing is similar to a lot of people that I grew up with, and we can relate on a lot of different levels, but my spiritual upbringing was very different. I didn't have a mother who crammed the Bible down my throat. It was more like, you know what? You can serve any God you want besides Satan after you turn 18. But as for in this house, you're going to learn about Jesus Christ.
My. Don't get me started over here. I'm already.
So my mother didn't cram religion down my throat. It was more like, read the Bible and get a relationship with God and know how to pray. And you live life the best way. And if you make a mistake, know that your consequences will follow you.
That's right.
And
oh
my mother
goodness.
Was a firm believer of making me understand my consequences. She was a firm believer of, your consequences. So she was like, you know, my mother was the very first person to tell me, never say anything that you can't repeat. It cannot be repeated because most people are not refrigerators. Okay, that means that they don't keep secrets. So once I learned that, and then I was like, they don't keep secrets. So I was like, okay, God is all knowing. He keeps all secrets. So why people trip when their secrets are exposed? But then I learned that man often looks at man as being many gods. And then in turn, you fear man and you don't fear God. The way you're supposed to.
Coach, I feel happy today.
I'm on the radio.
So that's what happens. We don't fear God because if somebody does something, girl, she don't you know what she done did with such and such and such and such. So we ain't take it to God because God, you know, they ain't throwing stones for that no more.
Mm-hmm. I can't see
it. It said ye without sin cast the first stone. So ain't nobody without sin. So no, don't nobody need to be casting no stones. They need to walk on them and get some healing in them feet because they done walk on some dangerous territory.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we just sitting here, you know, waiting for E. Carter to come in. He's
schedule come between 9:45 and 10 o'clock, and I'm looking forward to his interview. But a lot of people just they just don't understand that although the tongue is tiny, it's very, very powerful. And the tongue is where the heart and the mind meet. So oftentimes, a lot of people speak what's going on in their mind and what's going on in their heart. So it's like once you can carefully examine the heart and the mind, then your tongue will follow.
Go ahead, sis. Go ahead now.
Your tongue will follow. But if you miscombobulate, someone popped out your mouth, bad day. She need to check that out. Or
your voice, Ivy.
You know she's broken. You know she's broken hearted.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
A lot of people don't know that.
All day. I ain't talked to you but one time this morning because I've been ripping and running, but you must have been in the prayer closet because I hear your elevation in your voice. I hear you.
I don't know what's going on, but it's just the tongue. It's just, I'm getting so much revelation with this tongue. And I was laughing. I said, you know what? I was teasing her because I knew the snow was going to come between my mother's birthday and my sister's birthday. And my sister was like, no, don't talk about no snow. That's how the kids back to school, because my niece and nephew are now in college. And she's like, no, don't talk about no snow. And I'm just, you know, and that's what it was. So it is what it is. But I look at snow as overflow. And God has to quiet the DMV down because the District of Columbia is a political town, and we know that the spirit of Jezebel runs very rapid through politics. Everybody thinks Jezebel is just a whore, but politics form of economic manipulation, society manipulation, and then you have laws that don't mimic God.
Oh, right, man.
And it's a hidden code in the dollar that's hooked up to this financial world system that a lot of people don't know about.
Uh-oh.
It's a code. It's a hidden code in the dollar. And,
wow.
A lot of people don't know what that hidden code is, but it's a hidden code. It's often used to the code counterfeit. And it's a little bit deeper than just decoding counterfeit bills.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little deeper. And my father told me the story, but when you're young and you ain't trying to hear all that, you kinda like, I'm not trying to hear that, but it's coming to pass.
You know what? The teachers that your father put down was awesome. I wish all children was obedient and listen and had that fear of their parents where they was like, you know what, I respect and love him enough to listen to what he's saying. You know, because I noticed that you did, and that's amazing right there within itself. And I hope a lot of children listen to people that's teaching them something and utilize it in their everyday activities, because it can't do anything but help. It can't hurt you. It got to help.
Right. I think this is I think E. Carter is on the line.
Sounds good.
No, that's another caller. I was going to number. I was just testing my memory.
Okay.
But it is a North Carolina number. The person isn't raising their hand. I'm not going to bring that in because I didn't raise one. That's a trusty supporter, but this number looks awfully familiar. And it's not our brother's number either.
All right, press one. You want to get in queue to get on Black Satin Radio. Who's got next for April and Felicia?
But a lot of people just don't know that when you examine your ways, that God can use you more and more, because you don't always have to tell people your story. Because yes, confess ye falsely, ye be delivered. We know that, but you don't always have to put yourself in the equation to justify the message that God gave you, because you fear that somebody may scrutinize your lifestyle because of the message you give, but your best message is your lifestyle.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Because people are looking at what you, they're not listening to you anymore. They're looking at what you're living. Because you could do all of that at church on Sunday, but what do you do on Monday? So it's real important that we live and walk and do the same thing that we're doing.
Yeah, and you know, you're not going to cross every T and dot every I. And that's why I have put on there, you know, repent. Stop beating yourself, repent for whatever you did, and stop beating yourself up for it. Because what happens is that's a trigger to the enemy to keep you there. You know, you're going to go back into that sin. Okay, Lord, I'm going to stare your face till you clean me up, all the way cleaned up. Because we can fake like we got self-control, that we ain't going to go back to this or ain't going to go back to that. We need to stop lying to ourselves. It ain't no way in chicken fat and gravy I'm around a tall glass of water and I ain't going to fold. It's not going to happen. I'm not even about to myself.
You're not about to blame the chicken fat and gravy on talking to people from North Carolina every day. I don't talk like that. I don't know where she got that from, everybody out there. She come up with her own words. You just let her do what she does. She blames everything on. I talk to my sister from North Carolina every day. No, but now, I don't know where the chicken fat and gravy come from. We ain't got nothing to do with that.
Because you take the chicken fat to make the gravy.
Don't start with the chicken fat. She's almost vegan, y'all. Don't even listen.
Yes, I am technically almost vegan. Yes, I am. But
You have your chickpeas and potatoes.
Yeah, chickpeas and potatoes are good. No, because I'm working on my tongue. See, that cursing tongue, I swear, I'm not even going to blame it on a generational curse, because I know which great aunts it came from. I'm going to blame it on the fact that I got a problem, and I'm going to give that to
you. Okay. To God be the glory.
So if I talk about food, that's because I'm trying to control the cursing tongue. Okay? When you start studying, when you start taming your own tongue, not your mama in them tongue, not your pappy in them tongue, but your own tongue, then you can't blame nobody.
That pappy stuff,
whatever. Your pappy, I don't know, but your pappy, your mama, your pappy, all of them happy.
I had to mute my phone. I'm going to get you that one. We got E-Card in the building yet.
He is not here yet.
Okay.
But he should be here shortly.
If you want to get in queue, hit number one and talk to April and Felicia.
Yeah. I tell people, but it's like you on the radio, and some people, they ain't going to like everything you like, and you ain't going to like everything they like. That's why the mute button is a beautiful thing.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I have to use it often because you caught me off guard with the pappy one. Caught me off guard. All right, what you talking about? That girl, only you.
Yeah, it's like I have a different vernacular. Oh, they did raise their hand. Okay, let's bring them in. Because I was coming, 919. Hello, welcome to Who's Got Next.
Hey, this is E. Carter.
What's up, E. Carter?
How y'all doing?
We're doing great. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Good. You know I'm still over here talking about I love this life.
That's how you gotta be every day. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just telling Felicia. I was like, Felicia, I'm telling you, he's amazing. So, everybody, welcome E. Carter to Who's Got Next on Black Satin Radio, North Carolina's own.
Wow. You want to tell everybody where you're from and what you do, and just tell us about who you are.
All right. Well, I was born and raised in Maryland, a little small city called St. Mary's. And I moved out here to North Carolina about 19 years ago. I had a cousin that lived out here. And I'm a gospel rapper, which is crazy because I never rapped before I got saved. My cousin and them started doing it. And I said, I always said, God, you give me a beat, I might be able to do something with it. And he gave me a beat, and I was able to use it and do some things. So now I'm using it for his glory. And we just grinding. We just grinding, continue to go to show, and place to places to express Jesus and give him Jesus and give him. Just scream, I love this life at every show. You know what it is.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Oh, my God. I'm excited. You know I'm excited to hear the track drop. I'm excited.
Oh,
yeah, I'm excited. I get excited every time because you surprised me when I first seen you perform in Raleigh.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, you know, what are you going to do? You got to be, you was the loudest thing in the room. I was like, oh, wow. Oh, my God. And then your daughter, she's out going. We was taking pictures out in the lobby. She came out, took pictures with us.
Yeah,
she's out going. I love it. I love it. I was like, okay. All right, that's what's up. She's right at home. She's right at home. She didn't meet any strangers.
That's it.
Oh, wow. So tell us, if you could share the stage with anybody, who would you want to share the stage with?
Oh, man. There's so many dope artists out there now. Wow. I don't know. I mean, cliche would say Lecrae or somebody, but I like the Uncle Reese's of the world and the Eshawn Burgundy's and that nature. People who say just all of them just got a heart. There's something about them. They got a grind and a love for God that's just crazy. So. Yeah, it's a couple different people right now that I would love to share the stage with.
Right. I want you to get you some names in your head because, you know, you're going places, so you need to go ahead and be ready for that stage. Go and put it in the atmosphere. That's one thing Felicia will do. She'll spit it out there, and next thing you know, they be contacting you, talking about, hey, yo, hey, we need you.
Amen.
All you got to do is let her know who. Next thing you know, she'll be saying it.
Give me on stage with Lecrae and them, everybody. I'm ready for it.
Just put him on stage with everybody. He got it. He got it. So, Felicia, are we ready to drop a track from E. Carter?
Yeah.
He is cracking. It is the real truth. Which one are we dropping?
Yeah.
Which one are we going to drop?
I don't remember him sending me any.
Yeah, I sent them over to you. Yep, I sent him over to you.
I probably did earlier, and
that's all right. It's okay. E. Carter, tell us. We need to know some more about you. We need to know like what do you like to do for fun?
Fun, anything from watching sports. But I really love to just be in the studio creating. That's my heart right now. Just getting beats and you know. Moving how God calls me to move, but in my spare time, it's really all I do is I just chill, I read, I watch me some sports, and get out and explore this world, man. I love to go to the mountains and look around and the beach. I'm just that type of dude. I don't like to be in the house too much. I try to move as much as possible, just to get around.
Oh wow. Okay. All right. Well, you know, we at ACAP Productions, we have. Oh wow. Some awesome opportunities that just came open. We have like two television spots just came through the door, thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
So we got to get you where we can film you and we can get your face out there. People got to know who E. Carter is.
Definitely.
Over 800,000 people looking at it. And we got to do it. So if you go to my wall, you'll see we got some dates coming up in February. We got some dates coming up in February. We would love to have you back on our stage doing some things. Because you're a phenomenal artist. You're phenomenal. I mean, you're like a quiet storm. You like quiet. Until you hit the stage, you just transform. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. There's a big difference from Elvin and E. Carter, I tell you. There's a big difference.
They're two different people. The stage, oh, wow. E. Carter is something serious. Y'all better look out. Yo, he's going to kick the mic off the stage. Y'all better move it.
Oh, wow.
Felicia, I cannot wait for you to come to North Carolina to see all this talent that's down here. It's amazing. E. Carter, what do you feel about Carolina going to the Super Bowl?
Oh man, I'm excited. I grew up a Redskins fan, but I always kept an eye on Carolina because you know it was the other closest place to Maryland. And then when I moved here, just kept an eye. But I love how they've been moving and Cam Newton. And so once my team fell, I was like, hey, so it's only right to root for the new home team. Got to go to Carolina.
Okay, it's only right. Felicia, do you know that place in Maryland he's talking? He said he's from
St. Mary. That's like a hop, skip, and a jump outside of D.C. Mm-hmm.
Everything is a hop, skip, and a jump to Felicia. She could get anywhere, all over the DMV in no time flat. She might call me. I'm in Virginia shopping. Oh, yeah, I came over to the – we was in a museum one day. She just do everything.
Yeah.
She's doing everything. She was doing everything. She do everything. I've never seen nobody. But now with so much snow, she got to stay in the house and be still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know you're glad
you know
that
what?
Song.
I should have bet a whole lot of Bama's of $1,000. I stayed at the pool center between my mama's birthday and my sister's birthday. And I was right. I should have bet about five good Bama's $1,000.
So you know she is a straight D.C. chick. Cause she's
straight
Bama.
D.C. She's straight. But it's what's
she's
funny, she sounds like all every one of my family members. I got a lot of family up in from Clinton, Maryland to Severn, all over the place. So I got a lot of family out there. They all Maryland sound the same. They all D.C.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever hear her get upset, it's every other word be Bama.
Yeah.
And you know what the funny thing about it, and the funny thing about it is I really didn't start using it until I associated with a certain gentleman.
Uh-oh.
And that is, Negro, you a Bama yourself. You got your nerve around somebody.
See, I see. That's what we're going to tame that tongue. We'll be praying.
I told him to his face, so I don't feel bad.
No, we know. But, please, can you find the track?
Look,
are you able to locate them over there?
I ain't located.
You put them in probably 2 weeks ago. It's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good. Econ, are you at work?
Yeah, I'm at work, yep.
Yeah, we're not going to hold you long. But while we're getting your music together, because we're going to definitely play it on the show, we want you to come back through next week and check us out if you can on your break or something. We're going to have Tanja McLaurin here. She's going to get featured here. I don't know if you remember Tanja. She was on the same show.
Yeah, that's my homie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tanja's my homie. Yeah, she's good people.
Okay, yeah, she's good people.
Yeah.
So you know how she perform and you know how she go in.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
She will be here next Tuesday to do what she do. But before you leave, I want you to give us a few bars. I love this life because I want Felicia to hear it. If you can, are you in a place where you can do it?
Yeah, I'm in a place like, girl, let me think out of bars. Let me think how I start out.
You can rip through it if you want to. It's up to you.
Okay. Blue skies, sun rays, but even in that rain, yo, my God still saves. He's so committed to make sure that we are living beyond the realm of time and out of the sales kitchen. Bigger thinking than we own. So when I wake up, I stretch arms to reach home. Yeah. And I can't think of the rest right now. I just caught a brain freeze. Right there.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
But guess what? Go ahead and yell, I love this life for me.
Hey, I love this life. Hold up.
Girl, he could just say that all day, and I'd just be tickled to death like, yeah, he really do love his life. Okay, you know, we got to make sure we got it in the archives without us talking, so go ahead and do it one more time.
Hold up. I said, I love this life. Hold up.
We got it.
Yeah.
It was a reason why the Lord didn't allow you to rap.
till you got saved.
Is that what it is?
Cause that right there, yeah, because that right there in the streets.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I love this one.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Right.
He loves it.
I'm like, you know,
up in the Black Fat Studio cutting up with us as usual. That's what we do. Everybody's right at home here. To God be the glory. We are thankful for his life and where he's going in his career. Felicia, we'll speak over it. You best believe it. And I'm going to agree to it. So you're going great places.
I appreciate that. To God be the glory.
Yeah, I just said about that.
I want to tell him. We've had, like, some great people come through Black Satin Radio for even spotlights. Ernestine, that's the one that popped in my head right there, Felicia. She's on the what she said, it's not you, it's not me, it's men.
Yeah.
How did it go?
She was on that Saturday. She ripped it.
So it's things that's happening. People are all over. I mean, we have people listening in from the East to the West Coast where somebody never would have heard of E-Card in California, just heard of them tonight.
Yeah.
These shows are saved in the archives, so they can always look you up. Tell them how to find you on Facebook.
All right. Well, you can check me out more. I go by E-Card Music on Facebook, on Twitter. You can look me up on YouTube. We got videos out there. It's a video for I Love This Life out there. Under E. Carter, I Love This Life on YouTube. We got the music video out there. We got another video for Real Love out there. And keep your eyes open. We got a new single. I got a new single dropping the beginning of March. We're going to start working on the video here shortly, and we're going to start sending the single out for release real soon. So that's next up. We keep grinding. And look me up on iTunes. The CD is entitled Improving Me, E. Carter. It's on iTunes. So we're grinding.
And please make sure you hit my page up when it drops so I can share it and let my people know everywhere that I go. This is, you know, I'm representing everybody.
I got you. I appreciate it.
My people right here.
I appreciate you.
No problem. Everybody, E. Carter right here in the Black Science Studio. Thank you so much for your time. Get back to work. Make that money, babe.
All right. I feel you. I appreciate y'all again.
Indeed. Oh, wow.
All right.
Felicia, he is amazing. He's an amazing man of God. And I know you can hear when he said, I love this life, I know you can hear it in his voice that he go in when he says.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, it was a reason why the Lord didn't allow that gift to manifest until he got the glory behind it. Because, you know, prior to him getting off the fight, if he would have gotten that magnitude, Satan would have rolled that gift the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have got to the wrong hands. And they basically would have pimped him out of his anointing.
So it
was a reason why God did not allow that to happen. Sometimes God won't allow us our gifts to manifest until we give them to him.
Amen. I'm a witness. He shut me down. He shut my show down. Did he not do it, Felicia?
Mm-hmm.
He did it. He shut it down.
And I was telling a lot of people, God restructured who got next.
Yes, he did.
It was to a point that anybody can't come to who got next. And no, we're not discriminating. That's not what we're saying. But this airwave is conducive for ministry on a different level because, yes, it's quote-unquote secular. However, this platform is used to reach the masses because when God gives you something, because in turn, if you hook everybody else up, you will stay hooked up.
All right.
It's like you might not have a job, you might not have a crust of bread, but God will provide.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what ministry is about. Ministry is about putting the people before you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got to put yourself before the people, then you may got to step back and get some training for your ministry to be effective.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he did to me. And made me sit back and watch how he's in total control. This is what you're going to do. And I had to hand over, and at one point, you know, Who Got Next was the highlight of my Tuesday. But he had the glory, so he has to be the highlight of my Tuesday. So he is Tuesday. He's definitely my Tuesday, and every day in between, you can believe that. But he made sure that I recognized it by, okay, you're not going to, you know, do this and do that. What you're going to do is what I said do, and I have to do that. That is amazing.
Yeah, and this platform has a lot of gospel artists, a lot of spoken word artists who use their gifts to glorify the Lord. And it's a lot of testimonies here, a lot of testimonies, people who have been, you know, ex-offenders, substance abusers. They have been survivors of various traumatic incidents. And this just Who's Got Next has been a ministry that's been elevated. It's like it's been elevated because you think of who got next. Actually saying next in your life. We are setting you up for your next step in your life.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. A lot of people, even if they were invited to the show, maybe something led them not to be on the show for whatever reason, but they got next, elevated someplace else. And we thank God for allowing us to see those people. Some people didn't even come to the show, but just having conversations with them and them being down to earth. Like when I saw Ernestine Johnson on Reverend Runs and Tyrese's show, I was screaming. I was like, And I was so psyched for her because I was like, That's what's up, because I actually talked to this person, and I don't brag about, you know, don't ever brag, but we have a lot of people who have come through Who Got Next, got exactly what the show calls for, Who Got Next.
Yeah, they got it.
And see, because you genuinely want people to get next in their life, God can, and a lot of people don't know. Yes, you have the gift of poetry as well, but you're obedient to when God wants you to release it. So when God wants you to release it, it's going to flow like water because that is your bread and butter. But because, you know, type of mother where my baby's got to be first, then the baby's going to be first.
That's right. I'm a witness again.
So be first and do what they're supposed to do, then that's when you on drop it. And everybody's like, what April do with CD? For being old and long.
Here she go. Y'all didn't catch that. I did. Let's go. We got a lot of callers up there, see? Anybody got their hand up?
This 912 don't got their hand up. They need to put their hand up.
912 number one to come in to Who Got Next. All right, 912, that's cool. All right, Felicia, you want to play a song or something? I know that 8 minutes.
Huh?
You going to yo them?
Yeah, but yeah, yo, song. Oh, I really. Oh, that was like, what in the world?
You are back.
My computer just wants to be all fast. Can you say
it? All right.
It wants to be fast, but it picks up. Yeah, yo.
Girl, play whatever
that
you like.
My computer going fast and slow. It's just being in and out. I don't like it right now, but it's going to be all right.
Well, play whatever you like. It's up to you.
The computer, I tell you, Jesus was shutting stuff down. He was shutting stuff down. He don't play.
Okay.
He will shut things down. He will freeze your keyboard. Your internet will act up.
God is a jealous God, and when he don't get his time, he will come for you. He will come for you. Yeah, people might not think that God won't come for you. He will come for you. You're like, Lord, that's Satan. Satan, get behind me. No, Negro, that ain't Satan. That's Jesus saying, Negro, I need my time. Because you know just a little talk with me make it all right. So what's your problem?
Okay. Yes,
and people, and people will think, they be thinking, it's the devil. It's the devil. No, everything ain't the devil, sweetie. When God gets your attention, guess what? He can talk to Satan, be like, "Yo, dude, what's up? You know, you did what you did, but you know, we still like, we ain't the best of buddies, but you know." And Satan has to go to God to get permission to attack him. He has to. He can't just attack you because he want to attack you. He has to get permission.
Oh, wow.
That's what a lot of people in this see. Sometimes we got to stop signing the permission slips and blaming him, because sometimes he'd be like, these idiots up here blaming me because they don't want to take cops in the fact that they just disobedient.
Okay, that call is out of Savannah, Georgia, 912.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not raising their hands, so they want to be grabbed.
Nah,
yes, I'm 5'1", like Harriet said, that didn't know you was a slave. Because I will come for you.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Black History Month is, hold up, it's next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Black History is all year round. Some people don't like to be called black, but, everybody who is melanated ain't always hailed from Africa either. We've been, the tribes done scattered across the land. I'm not disputing people who talk about the motherland. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not messing up nobody's philosophy. But everybody that got rich melanin in their skin ain't all hailed from the motherland. It's just the sun done kissed them a couple of times when they relocated. That's all.
Only Felicia, y'all. She's a mess.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Only Felicia.
Like the Native Americans. You look at an Asian and you look at a Native American. A Native American ain't nothing but a sun-kissed Asian when the folks came over to burn straight for the water opened up all the when the earth opened up and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's about how... about how, you know, how God placed you on the land. And nope. Through climate, that's when head texture and your melanin changes. And, you know, God gave us our own very own defense mechanism in our skin and squinting of the eyes and some more stuff. Before sunglasses were invented, we squint the eyes, you know.
And we did
certain things to protect ourselves. So it's like a lot of people were like, "Oh yeah, because they got dark skin, they come from Africa." No, sweetie, the sun kissed them.
Mm-hmm.
Not disputing that they don't have that the rich melanin may have very well yielded from the motherland, but you know people got to tell the story the right way.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about how near or far of the equator determines the richness of your melanin and how the sun is in the earth. That's what they call a sun people. But that's another philosophy that some people don't want to get into because it's not conducive to Christianity about the sun people. And I ain't going there. It's just some things you just learn through through studying culture, and you don't necessarily have to agree with it, but you have to be aware.
Okay.
Because how can you evangelize and speak on your God if you don't know what people's belief systems are? Because I don't think Jesus walked over to the other people and was like, "Yo, you better serve my God or else." He's a gentleman.
I'm doing my father work. Let me show you what's going on. And he was an example. He was an example, but he snatched nobody up. I mean, he was a little bit, he wasn't as graceful in the Old Testament as the New Testament. But see, God ain't going to snatch nobody up. I mean, he punishes you when he punishes you, but he gives you free will. That's what I love about God, your free will, that the level of grace and mercy that he gives you over and over again. So it's like, we got to get, as humans, we got to get this forgiveness thing down packed, because if God really had that wrist like the Old Testament, if we really had it like the Old Testament, we would be some, a lot of us be sitting in and out of rage with cockeyed, like, no.
I'm not cockeyed. Felicia, don't make me laugh. You know my ear hurts. Don't make me laugh.
Because you know some people got one eye to the left, one eye to the right. One eye open, one eye shut.
Oh, wow.
That's all that's about.
Y'all heard it right here, Black Satin Radio. With the one and only author Felicia Scott here in the building.
Yeah,
all right, Felicia,
I'm
going to wrap out me so we can wrap. Huh?
Yeah, we got to wrap out.
Oh, you
going
to hang on? It's up to you, totally. All right, do what you got to do then. Take us out with a song. Y'all be free, stay free, because we all free.
Yeah, let's play Yay Yo. That's 8 minutes and 58 seconds long. Lord.
Y'all have a blessed week.
Ain't nothing.
So I want to dedicate this song to all of the mothers and all of the fathers who stand by those mothers, all of the fathers who will be standing by those mothers after today. Yeah, and I want to turn the light down for me. Turn the light down. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to also dedicate this to my son. His name is Seven, and he's my inspiration. And I want to say peace and love to everybody that came out to support me. I want to say one love to my sister Macy Gray. One love to my sister Lauren Hill. One love to my sister Mary J. Blige. One love to my sister Lil' Kim. One love to my little sister, Foxy Brown. One love to all of my little sisters out there trying to make it in this world. One love to my sister over here, Sister Kim, that was jamming with us the other night. Black Eyed Peas show. Hey, I'd like to say one love to my sister Yazra. One love to my sister Njambi. One love to my sister China. One love to my whole band up here, y'all. One love to my brother, Common Sense. To my brother Dre, to my brother Big Boy, to my brother Amir Thompson, Questlove, Q-Tip, JD, Jay-Z, all my brothers. I'm naming everybody. Everybody I didn't name, you in my heart, and I love y'all, and I thank y'all. And meditate with me for 1 minute, please.
Yeah, yo, yeah, yo. Yeah, oh, yeah, yo, help me, yeah, oh, yeah, yo, yeah, oh, yeah. Hey!
of the world is on my side. Who can I run to? Who can I turn to?
My freedom, yeah.